This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, what a powerful song. Leave a Light On, Talk Away the Dark, Papa Roach, and Carrie Underwood. And joining us right now is the lead singer of Papa Roach, the songwriter behind that song, Jacoby Shaddix.
All righty. What's up, John? What's up, Tammy? How you guys doing?
Good morning, Jacoby. Honey. Thank you for taking some time to chat with us.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
So many important things we want to talk to you about with Leave a Light On. First of all, a beautiful song anyway. You add Carrie Underwood to the mix. Holy Lord, you guys just sound so beautiful together, bro.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we're super stoked about having her on the track.
I'm venturing a guess this might be your first time ever on a country morning show?
Yes, it is.
Well, we welcome you, my friend. Big Papa Roach fans. And man, this song, especially during Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, it's so important to be there for each other.
Absolutely, man. This is essentially the core message of this song. And, you know, we've been talking about and singing about the mental health battle since the beginning of our career with, you know, our breakout single, Last Resort. That song was a cry for help. And now here we stand, you know, 25 years removed from that. And we wanted to write a song that was a response to that cry for help.
How did you and Carrie end up doing this song together?
So she did an interview on Sirius XM Octane with this guy, Jose, and she talked about how much she loved Papa Roach. And my friend hit me up and was just like, dude, did you hear this? And so I heard the interview. I was like, oh, snap, that's what's up. So invited her out to a show we did in Nashville. Her and her husband came out and they enjoyed the show. Then next thing you know, me and my wife are in Vegas to go see her show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just blown away by her performance. And we hung out later that night. And my wife brought her two sisters there. And, you know, all the ladies were just hamming it up. And my wife just was like, threw it out there like, God, it would be amazing to hear you sing a song with my husband some, you know, one day. And Carrie and I kind of looked at each other like, oh, man, that'd be kind of, all right, what's up? And so we left and my gears started turning and I was like, maybe she's the one that we have on Leave a Light On. Like, I feel like that'd be just a really interesting pairing, you know what I mean? And so I hit her up and she hit us right back. And, you know, I told her about the cause we had been working with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, as well as raising awareness for the crisis number 988 and the song and the movement. And she just clapped back right quick. She's like, I'm in, I'm down. Next thing you know, I'm in Nashville and she's cutting a vocal on the song and here we are.
Well, I'm telling you, we just played it, which is the first time Papa Roach has ever been played on KSO1. I'm proud to say that we are the breakers.
Uh-huh.
We're 25 years late to the party, but forgive us.
Jacoby Shaddix from Papa Roach is our guest, and the song Leave a Light On, featuring Carrie Underwood, is amazing. Plus, all the royalties go to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. That's such a wonderful thing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we hit her up about the song, and she's got a heart for people. You know, she cares, and she was all about donating alongside of us. Every bit of money that gets made from that song, from here to forever, is donated to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And, you know, I just feel like the fans have given us so much. And just with this career that I have and this being able to express myself through this music, I'm so grateful to be able to do that, that it's like we got to give back to our people.
And, you know, that's a big thing that John and I have always been a part of. Right now, obviously, too, our company is doing a huge Mental Health Awareness Day with I'm Listening. Also, John and I, awesome, with the work that we do with the military and the prevention, yeah, for military suicide, which is a big cause close to our heart as well. And this just fits right in, you know, and it doesn't matter what organization that you're raising funds, in my opinion, as long as we are addressing the problem with mental health and talking about it. And that was the biggest problem for a very long time, is nobody wanted to talk about it.
Absolutely. Talk therapy. I mean, I benefited from talk therapy throughout my life. My father-in-law is a Vietnam veteran. My father is a Vietnam veteran. My wife's father, he benefited from talk therapy. He went in and got help that he needed. My father, unfortunately, has never really dealt with those demons, and he suffers still. And so, yeah, it's like I got a heart for the fellas and the women that have been, you know, in combat and the trauma that they carry back home, and to be able to support them and know that we see them and we hear them and we are there for them is so important. I mean, that's just like, what an amazing message we can bring of hope to people, is just going, I'm here for you. I got your back.
If you need that help, if you need free and confidential emotional support, just text 988. Simple numbers to remember. It could save a life, maybe yours. Mm-hmm. Jacoby Shaddix from Papa Roach, you are no slouch as a vocalist, man, but is it intimidating singing a duet with Carrie Underwood? I gotta know.
Oh, man. After she got done cutting her vocal on it, she's like, you want to go in the room and do a sing-through? And I'm like, sing-through? Yeah, sure, we'll get to that. I go in the bathroom and I look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, dude, you got this. You can do this. I gotta go pump myself up.
Jacoby Shaddix, best of luck in the 25-year anniversary celebration of your band, your family. And, man, you killed it with Carrie Underwood. Not a lot of people can say that.
Hey, thank you so much.
If you're ever in San Diego, please come see us.
For sure. Let's go.
All right.
Take care,
honey.
Dude. Wherever music is sold, Papa Roach and Carrie Underwood leave a light on every cent goes to help people that really need help. Maybe even you. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Rojas on the ground to third. Machado touches third. Fires to second. Out at first. Oh, my goodness. It's a triple play. It ends the ball game. The San Diego Padres have clinched their spot in the postseason after a magical 2024 camp has finally be the year for the faithful. A triple play to end the game and send the Padres to the postseason. It doesn't get any better than that.
I'm emotional.
There almost isn't anything else to say.
That's the great Don Orsillo calling the game on the MLB TV last night. Oh, my God. We knew they were going to go to the playoffs. We knew they were going to clinch eventually this week. We were hoping it was going to be last night. It was last night. But Oh, my God. Tammy, May 4th, 1871. Okay. That is the day that the first professional baseball game was played.
Okay.
Since then, how many times has a team clinched a playoff spot by turning a triple play to end the game?
Zero.
Not anymore.
I know that one. Yep.
One time now, thanks to our San Diego Padres.
Yep.
You think it's okay to be excited about these San Diego Padres now?
Yeah.
How about this? In Major League Baseball history, there have been over 700 triple plays turned, over 300 no-hitters thrown, over 300 sets of back-to-back-to-back home runs, over 100 comeback wins from 8-plus runs down. Only one team has done all four in one season. Who is that team? The 2024 San Diego Padres.
Woo! My goodness.
Oh.
I'm a little concerned.
Why?
I love your excitement. I really do. Because I think Jessica probably feels the same way I did this morning. We were so worried you were going to come in like this. Because it was so late, right? And we knew you wouldn't get to bed until late because of the excitement. But I'm just a little concerned what you're going to be like in 2 hours.
I'm going to burn out. I'm going to crash so hard. I'll be in the corner pretty soon. But right now I'm alive and well. So let's talk about me right now. Okay.
Let's talk about me.
What I meant was, let's focus on the me that's here right now. What else can this team do this season to surprise and excite us?
You know what else it did? Look at producer Jessica, decked out in her Padres gear.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Texting you last night during the game.
I know you're a happily married woman, but you've never been more sexy to me in my life than you are right now. I mean, I'm glad you're behind that glass. That's all I'm saying. So, not only did we clinch a playoff spot, not only are we so not afraid of the Dodgers, clearly, not only did we celebrate on their field last night, can you imagine being a Dodgers fan? The ninth inning, they start off with 3 hits in a row, scoring a run. All of a sudden, it's 4-2. All of a sudden, there's nobody out. There's two guys on. Ohtani's on deck.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? You're going to keep us up all night, and then you're going to lose it in the bottom of the ninth to the Dodgers? Can you imagine being a Dodgers fan and watching that triple play?
Talk about a deflated balloon.
In 10 seconds, it's completely different.
Yeah.
There's nothing else that needs to be said. Just keep this momentum going. Yeah. San Diego Padres, thank you for giving me so much joy, giving this entire city so much joy this year. Let's just not stop. Let's just make history this year, all right?
Love it.
833-287-1037. Timmy, I got to take a breath. Okay. 833-287-1037. Right now it's time to call and try to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge. When you do, you're going to go see Parker McCollum. Win or lose, you're going to go to see that show, but win, you're going to get $100 too. 833-287-1037 for Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge on KSON. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. We had another stop yesterday in our quest for 100,000 high fives.
We stopped by Fast Signs in Point Loma, and it was a great opportunity not only to hand off delicious mini donuts from the Mini Donut Company, get high fives, but then they presented us with a gift as well.
Yeah, we were not expecting this.
This might possibly be...
I've been listening to KSN for years, and I went in actually to do the Road to Stagecoach contest, and I saw it on there, so I just signed up. I didn't think we were actually going to get you guys to come out.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought she was going to say I signed up for the wrong thing, so... No Stagecoach tickets?
When Mar told us yesterday that she had won that contest, we were like, oh, man, we need to put something together real quick. You know, and since, I mean, this is what we do every day, we got online and we started digging around and find some photos of you guys, you know, and then our graphic designer, Aiden, put it together for us real quick last night. And so that's a...
Not only welcoming us... And finding a picture, but you even got John and Tammy San Diego's morning show logo on there. It's just impressive.
Yeah.
Impressive.
It's amazing what you can do on computers and find on the internet.
Well, listen, if you ever need a sign and you need it fast, because that was fast.
Yeah.
And it's done really well. This is where you come, Fast Signs.
I mean, it's right there in the name, Tam.
It is.
I can't take my eyes off that sign. Those are beautiful people up there.
fun was that yesterday? Everybody was so nice and happy and fun.
Well, and here's the other thing. John will always remember it because they showed him a video of how they lasered in the Padres into a hot dog.
Let's just let that process for a second. The man that you heard just now, his name is Sean. I imagine he's the boss there.
Sure.
He said, John, I got to show you something. And it pops up their Instagram page. And sure enough, they've got a laser engraver. Mm-hmm. There's a hot dog in a bun. And the laser engraver is printing Go Padres on the hot dog. I fell in love right there.
Because they also do laser engraving. And one of their big businesses is making specialty coconut cups for weddings where they can laser in the couple's name and the wedding guests. It was really cool to watch that. Plus, those laser machines are awesome.
Tammy, you're forgetting the big part.
Oh.
Padres on a hot dog. Thank you, Fast Signs in Point Loma. You made us feel so welcome. That beautiful sign, which this we're going to hang that in our studio.
Mm-hmm. John, you are sitting now at 45,687 high fives. I am at 45,293, so a bit behind. Got to pick up the pace.
We're going to throw this into overdrive next week so we can finally wrap up our 100,000 high fives. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
We head to Carlsbad, a town I'm quite familiar with. Say good morning to Sherilyn. Good morning, Sherilyn.
Good morning.
Sherilyn, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you please leave?
You bet. Good luck.
Sherilyn, I got 5 pop culture questions. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also want to remind you, Sherilyn, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
All right. Sherilyn, this week in 1982, the late, great Olivia Newton-John released her iconic song, Physical. Olivia played Sandy in what legendary movie musical that also starred John Travolta?
Grease?
Next week marks 14 years since The Social Network was released. It was about the origin of what social media site?
Facebook.
Time for a random kids' school lunch question. Oscar Mayer rejected Go-Packs, Walk Meals, and Cracker Witches for what grab-and-go kids' meal?
I'm going to say Lunchable.
The Brady Bunch premiered on this day all the way back in 1969, and it's one of the most iconic shows of all time. What was the name of the Brady's live-in housekeeper?
That one I don't know.
Okay, and finally, Friends is 30 years old. Take a listen to the iconic theme song and tell me how many claps there are in the song.
No one told you life was gonna be this way.
4.
Let's get Tammy back in. Sherilyn, did you stay up late like the rest of us did and watch our Padres clinch last night?
So I watched it at work, but not the whole game, because I've been working like 12 days straight in a row doing split shifts.
Oh, wow.
So I had to go home and sleep.
Oh, honey.
I'm so elated today. I'm exhausted, but so not tired. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes perfect sense.
Okay. Sherilyn did 4 out of 5, Tim.
Nice.
Yeah. Timmy, this week in 1982, the late, great Olivia Newton-John released her iconic song, Physical. Olivia played Sandy in what legendary movie musical that also starred John Travolta?
Grease.
Isn't it weird that it just seems odd that Olivia Newton-John's no longer with us, you know? Mm-hmm. 1-1, Sherilyn knew that. Next week marks 14 years since The Social Network was released. It was about the origin of what social media site?
Facebook.
Is correct. 2-2. Sherilyn nailed that one, too. Time for a random kids' school lunch question. Oscar Mayer rejected Go-Packs, Walk Meals, and Cracker Witches for what grab-and-go kids' meal?
Lunchables?
Lunchables is right. I've never had a Lunchable in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm not a kid.
Not even when your kids were little? Like, they didn't finish it, so you finished it?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because mm-hmm. we've all finished our kids' food.
I probably scavenged a Lunchable
like, I still
leftover.
Eat that.
You do?
I'm Yeah, I'm pregnant. That's one of my cravings right now is a pizza.
Oh, right on. Well, congratulations, by the way.
Thanks.
What are we having?
A boy.
Oh,
another
a boy. I have no idea what that feels like.
I wanted a girl too bad to get one.
Aw.
All right. Anyway, it's 3-3. That's great news. The Brady Bunch premiered on this day way back in 1969, Tammy. It's one of the most iconic shows of all time. What was the name of the Brady's live-in housekeeper?
Alice.
I always wondered what Alice got paid for that gig.
Right.
I mean, she got a free room and board, right?
Yeah, but she had to watch six kids and cook for everybody and clean. She did everything in that house.
Only a mom would notice things like that.
All right. It is 4-3 because that's the one that Sherilyn couldn't guess. And finally, Friends is 30 years old, Tammy. Take a listen to the iconic theme song and tell me how many claps are in the song.
No one told you that was gonna be this way.
Five?
I, for the longest time, thought it was 5-2, but listening back, it is 4. Okay. And that is what Sherilyn guessed, and that is correct, and that means we finish with a tie 4-4, just like the claps in the Friends song. Sherilyn, unfortunately for you, all ties go to Tammy, but we're not going to let you walk away empty-handed.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Parker McCollum. He's bringing Chase, Beckham, and Dash on his Burn It Down tour October 25th at Cal Coast Credit Union Open Air Theater.
Oh, fun. Oh, thank you so much.
Sherilyn, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day. Good luck with the rest of your pregnancy and the birth of your son. Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys.
There's a really interesting conversation among the country music world right now of who bands never want to go on after.
Yeah, what artist just says, nope, if this person's opening for me, I do not want to be the one to follow them because they're just that good.
The overwhelming response when someone said there's no way I want to go on after this performer, the over...
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
We head to Carlsbad, a town I'm quite familiar with. Say good morning to Sherilyn. Good morning, Sherilyn.
Good morning.
Sherilyn, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you please leave?
You bet. Good luck.
Sherilyn, I got 5 pop culture questions. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also want to remind you, Sherilyn, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
All right. Sherilyn, this week in 1982, the late, great Olivia Newton-John released her iconic song, Physical. Olivia played Sandy in what legendary movie musical that also starred John Travolta?
Grease?
Next week marks 14 years since The Social Network was released. It was about the origin of what social media site?
Facebook.
Time for a random kids' school lunch question. Oscar Mayer rejected Go-Packs, Walk Meals, and Cracker Witches for what grab-and-go kids' meal?
I'm going to say Lunchable.
The Brady Bunch premiered on this day all the way back in 1969, and it's one of the most iconic shows of all time. What was the name of the Brady's live-in housekeeper?
That one I don't know.
Okay, and finally, Friends is 30 years old. Take a listen to the iconic theme song and tell me how many claps there are in the song.
No one told you that was gonna be this way.
Four.
Let's get Tammy back in. Sherilyn, did you stay up late like the rest of us did and watch our Padres clinch last night?
So, I watched it at work, but not the whole game because I've been working like 12 days straight in a row doing split shifts.
Oh, wow.
So I had to go home and sleep.
Oh, honey.
I'm so elated today. I'm exhausted, but so not tired. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes perfect sense.
Okay. Sherilyn did 4 out of 5, Tim.
Nice.
Yeah. Timmy, this week in 1982, the late, great Olivia Newton-John released her iconic song, Physical. Olivia played Sandy in what legendary movie musical that also starred John Travolta?
Grease.
Isn't it weird that it just seems odd that Olivia Newton-John's no longer with us, you know? Mm-hmm. 1-1, Sherilyn knew that. Next week marks 14 years since The Social Network was released. It was about the origin of what social media site?
Facebook.
Is correct. 2-2. Sherilyn nailed that one, too. Time for a random kids' school lunch question. Oscar Mayer rejected Go-Packs, Walk Meals, and Cracker Witches for what grab-and-go kids' meal?
Lunchables?
Lunchables is right. I've never had a Lunchable in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm not a kid.
Not even when your kids were little? Like, they didn't finish it, so you finished it?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because mm-hmm. we've all finished our
probably,
kids' food.
I probably scavenged a Lunchable left.
Like, I still eat that.
You do?
I'm pregnant. That's one of my cravings right now is a pizza.
Oh, right on. Well, congratulations, by the way.
Thanks.
What are we having?
A boy.
Oh,
another
boy.
Okay.
I have no idea what that feels like.
I wanted a girl too bad to get one.
Aww.
All right. Anyway, it's 3-3. That's great news. The Brady Bunch premiered on this day way back in 1969, Tammy. It's one of the most iconic shows of all time. What was the name of the Brady's live-in housekeeper?
Alice.
I always wondered what Alice got paid for that gig.
Right.
I mean, she got a free room and board, right?
Yeah, but she had to watch 6 kids and cook for everybody and clean. She did everything in that house.
Only a mom would notice things like that.
All right. It is 4-3 because that's the one that Sherilyn couldn't guess. And finally, Friends is 30 years old, Tammy. Take a listen to the iconic theme song and tell me how many claps are in the song.
No one told you that was gonna be this way.
5?
I, for the longest time, thought it was 5, too. But listening back, it is 4.
Okay.
And that is what Sherilyn guessed, and that is correct. And that means we finish with a tie. 4-4, just like the claps in the Friends song. Sherilyn, unfortunately for you, all ties go to Tammy, but we're not going to let you walk away empty-handed.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Parker McCollum. He's bringing Chase, Beckham, and Dash on his Burn It Down tour October 25th at Cal Coast Credit Union Open Air Theater.
Oh, fun. Oh, thank you so much.
Sherilyn, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day. Good luck with the rest of your pregnancy and the birth of your son. Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys.
There's a really interesting conversation among the country music world right now of who bands never want to go on after.
Yeah, what artist just says, nope, if this person's opening for me, I do not want to be the one to follow them because they're just that good.
The overwhelming response when someone said there's no way I want to go on after this performer. The overwhelming answer was Chris Stapleton.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever seen Chris Stapleton live, you understand 100% why nobody's like, I'm not going on after that. No way.
Yeah. Some people picked Eric Church, Brothers Osborne. I witnessed it years ago when Clint Black and Wynonna Judd did a tour and it only lasted 1 year. And I believe it's because Wynonna outshone him.
So she opened up for Clint Black.
Yes. It was the Black and Y tour. It was...
Oh.
that's a cool name.
It was a great name. And I love them both very, very much. I'm a huge fan of Clint Black. But you can't follow Wynonna. It's like following Jelly Roll. You just can't do it because it's so explosive and so big and so much that you're just like, how do you top that?
It's funny that you brought up Jelly Roll because when I was thinking about bands that I've seen, artists that I've seen that have been outshone by their opening act, I thought last Stagecoach when Jelly Roll went on before Eric Church, which is ludicrous to me because A, I am a massive Eric Church fan. Mm-hmm. B, because I mean, I don't think I've ever seen, with the exception of Bruce Springsteen, and this is a huge compliment, I don't think I've ever seen a better live performer than Eric Church. I think it's a technicality in this case because he pulled that curveball at Stagecoach last year and did the big gospel show and that nobody knew about. Even Stagecoach didn't know about it. And I think that's probably the reason why he was clearly outperformed by Jelly Roll that night.
Had Eric Church done his regular Eric Church show, we wouldn't be discussing that.
Exactly.
But because it was so different and so subdued, that's why it was hard to follow Jelly Roll. A lot of people pick Cody Johnson. They do not want to go on after Cody Johnson.
It's funny because Cody Johnson said, I will never go on after Brothers Osborne. Yeah. In fact, the quote was, I would not in any capacity want to follow Brothers Osborne live on stage. And Brothers Osborne said, we don't want to follow Cody Johnson on stage. Yes. So apparently that tour is never going to happen. Have you ever been to a concert where you're biased because you're 90% of the time you're there to see the headliner?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you don't think clearly, like, wow, he was not as, or she was not, or they were not as good as the opening act. But
yeah.
I'm trying to think of any other instance I've seen. I can't really think of anyone right now because I'm also as biased. Like, but there's a legendary story in the country music world about Rascal Flatts. Here he comes again, firing Eric Church from their tour. Eric Church was an up-and-comer and was opening and would destroy Rascal Flatts every night because those two styles are so different.
Yeah, way different shows.
You know, so they fired Eric Church and, legendary story, hired this new up-and-coming solo female act named Taylor Swift to open up for them. And we all know how that worked out.
Yeah, sure. But at the time, that made sense. And at the time, those styles would have been much more appropriate together.
Have you ever been to a concert where the opening act outshone the headliner? 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSOF.
Country stars were recently asked what country artists they never wanted to follow because they didn't think they could live up to it. They're just too good.
The overwhelming answer was Chris Stapleton, 833-287-1037.
Deanna in Lakeside, what concert were you at where it seemed that the opening act totally outshined the headliner?
It was Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan.
So that was when Jason was just getting started, or was Luke Bryan opening for Jason?
Yeah. No, Jason was opening for Luke Bryan.
And so his show outshone Luke Bryan's show.
What specifically made you feel that way?
I don't remember. I love them both, and I still do to this day, but I thought Jason just, he was, I don't know, he's just better.
You know, when Jason first came out, too, he really had some real rockin' songs. When you think of, like, Johnny Cash and all that stuff, it's like, I could see why that would have happened, especially because Luke at that time was kind of, there was a lot of ballads in there.
Thank you, Deanna. Take care.
It was a great show, though. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Leanna in Lakeside, how about you? What show did you go to where the opening act was like, whoa, so much better than the headliner?
Well, I believe they were co-headliners, but at Country Fest, I was there for Chris Young 100%. But I have to say, I really, really enjoyed Russell Dickerson and couldn't stop talking about him the entire next day.
That was a great example.
But poor Chris Young that
night. Yeah.
I know. And he's one of my favorites. I love him, but I didn't think I was going to enjoy Russell Dickerson as much as I did, but he was amazing.
Chris Young had a horrible back issue. He couldn't stand.
Right.
Could barely talk. I can't believe he even did this show. We thought for sure, Tammy, he was going to cancel.
Yeah, like, but he didn't. But he did put on a good show, but you're right. Russell, even if Chris was at full bore, I mean, Russell climbed the scaffolding, for crying out loud.
In the rain. I mean, what are you doing, man? You're going to kill yourself.
It was amazing.
It was a great show. All right. Hopefully you entered at KSON.com to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach, and we'll call your name at 8:05. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Yesterday at this time, we had some great
Taco News.
Taco News. That makes me laugh every time. Concerning producer Jessica's Girls Weekend, she's taking a taco tour, which is still one of the best things I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Right. And when she was sharing that, she was talking about how it was part of her itinerary that she had together for her girls' weekend. And Jessica just sent us this itinerary. Now, I was expecting, like, on Friday, we'll go here, here, and here. On Saturday, we'll do this. Sunday, you know, whatever, hugs, we'll go home after mimosas. But this is, like, timed. It's insane.
Well, I need to make sure everybody is aware of the schedule ahead of time and what to pack.
Here we go. Day one, Friday, 2 p.m., arrive at Chunny's. Chunny?
That's my nickname.
Chunny.
Yeah. Well, that's a story
for
another time.
That's a totally different story. 2 o'clock, arrive at Chunny's house. 2:30, travel to San Diego International Airport to pick up Jenny. 3 o'clock, check into hotel. 3:30 to 4:30, unpack and explore hotel. Explore hotel?
Yeah.
Hey, look here. Here's the ice machine. No. Look, there's the elevator.
I love this. Dress code is highlighted. Your emo show best. Yeah. Dinner and drinks at the Grass Skirt. 6:30, leave dinner and travel to concert venue. Arrive by 7. 7 p.m. dashboard confessional at Soma San Diego. Yay! After concert, travel back to hotel. Post-show drinks in the lobby bar or in another location in downtown San Diego.
Or in hotel room because we're old and tired. This is all in the itinerary.
That's just day one. Yes.
I don't understand why you guys think this is unusual.
Now, day two starts out with this. You ready? Get ready for surprise activity number one, various breakfast items will be in the room. Don't eat too much as activity involves food.
All of day two is a surprise for them. None of them know what's happening. None of them live here, so they won't hear this.
Is day two the taco tour?
Day two is taco tour.
Oh, my gosh.
Day three, enjoy every minute in the hotel until checkout at 11. Enjoy every minute in the hotel. Yay! What, are you jumping on the bed? What are you doing?
Hey, for moms that don't get out with their kids that often, don't you want to enjoy every last second in that hotel room?
That's true.
I mean, I guess I've lived alone for too long now.
Yeah.
I want to get out of a hotel room.
No, we jumped over the dress code for day two for night out. Night out in our 20s. Black t-shirt will be provided. Style it out like we're headed to our favorite spot back in the day.
Come on!
Oh my God, this is so much
fun,
Jess.
You're a really good, fun friend.
I know! Everyone should want to be my friend.
I have a guy week every year we go fishing. If I presented this itinerary to my guy friends, you know what they would do? Hey, John, thanks for the itinerary. That's great. Thanks. Appreciate that. And they throw it in the fire.
It's great. This is great, Jess.
You better be
documenting all of this.
Oh, you betcha.
Yeah.
Did you literally just say to a woman that presented us with this entire itinerary that she has to document it? She documents everything.
Yeah. You're right. That was dumb.
It's going to be a good weekend. I'm really excited.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got five pop culture questions in there. Got answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy. Hollywood knowledge.
Let's head out to Alpine, home of Cafe Adesso, which of course is the Musgrove family coffee shop, that being Joe Musgrove of our San Diego Padres, who clinched the playoffs last night.
Okay.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Dude, I mean, did you just hear me? I almost exploded introducing you.
Yeah, hey, how about them Padres, right? Now all we got to do is beat them Dodgers and take down the West.
God, can you even imagine? I mean, it would be so great to do that.
All right, college, honey.
Oh, that's right. We're here for something else. It's the College of Hollywood Knowledge. Dan, we'll talk baseball all day later. Right now, do me a favor and let's kick Tammy out of the studio.
Tammy, I know, you know, you can go hang out with the Dodgers fans in the hallway.
Oh, my God, don't make me a traitor. I will leave the studio, but my goodness.
We don't allow Dodger fans in the building, actually, Dan, so don't worry about that. Dan, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also, Dan, I want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Yep.
Morgan Wallen just broke the record for the biggest music weekend in the history of Knoxville with two shows that over 150,000
1,000 people attended. True or false? Knoxville is the capital of Tennessee.
That is false.
Michael Bublé turned down this singing talent show at least 15 times because, quote, most of the singers are better than me and I have no place ever judging anyone. But he finally made his debut as a coach this week. What is that show?
Is America's Got Talent?
A game show called Fast Friends is being developed by Max. It features contestants doing puzzles and games and answering trivia questions on sets from Friends. On Friends, who was Monica's roommate?
Jennifer Aniston. Rachel.
Christina Aguilera released a new version of her classic song, What a Girl Wants. Who has more number one songs, Christina Aguilera or Britney Spears?
I would hope it's Christina Aguilera.
And finally, Lady Gaga announced she's dropping a new album this week. Gaga is also an actress who starred in the 5th season of American Horror Story. What was that season called?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right, let's get Dan back in. So, Dan, you did stay awake and watch the whole game last night, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That triple play, just like I couldn't put my head on the pillow. I was so excited.
I know. I barely slept. Oh, my God. We haven't done the college yet, Tammy. We're still talking about Padres.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm just joking. Dan did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Morgan Wallen just broke the record for the biggest music weekend in the history of Knoxville with 2 shows that over 150,000 people attended. True or false? Knoxville is the capital of Tennessee.
I believe that's false.
That is false. Nashville is the capital of Tennessee, 1-1. Michael Bublé turned down this singing talent show at least 15 times because, quote, most of the singers are better than me, and I have no place ever judging anyone. But he finally made his debut as a coach this week. What's the show?
The Voice.
The Voice. I think that equates to they finally offered him enough money.
Yeah, maybe.
Dan said America's Got Talent 2-1 Tam. A game show called Fast Friends is being developed by Max. It features contestants doing puzzles and games and answering trivia questions on sets from Friends. On Friends, who was Monica's roommate?
Rachel.
Rachel is right. Dan went with Rachel as well. 3-2 Tammy. Christina Aguilera released a new version of her classic song, What a Girl Wants. Who has more number one songs, Christina Aguilera or Britney Spears?
I'm going to go Britney.
Britney Spears has more number one songs than Christina Aguilera, which is what Dan went with. So now it's 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tam, Lady Gaga announced she's dropping a new album this week. Gaga is also an actress who starred in the 5th season of American Horror Story. What was that season called? American Horror Story Hotel. Dan didn't know either. That's a tough one. If you're not a fan of the show, you wouldn't know. So today, Dan, Tammy beats you by a score of 4-2. You're not going to get any of her money, pal, but we have a great prize for you.
Dan, you are now going to see Parker McCollum. He's also bringing Chase Beckham and Dasha on his Burn It Down tour. It's at Calco's Credit Union Open Air Theater on October 25th.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Dan, thank you. Go Padres. Before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Dan from Alpine, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Who is in the background yelling? What did they yell?
Oh, it's my son, Michael. He's a huge fan of you guys.
Aww.
Hey, Michael.
Hi.
Thanks for listening and playing along with your dad.
Yeah, he's super excited about them Padres.
Michael, give me a Go Padres.
Go Padres!
Have a good day, guys.
Nothing and one. Swinging away, ground ball to Machado. He hits third, that's one. Goes to second in time. On to first, a triple play! A triple play! And the ball game is over! The Padres clinch a postseason berth on a 5-4-3 triple play!
Okay. Raise your hand. If when the Dodgers got up in the bottom of the ninth and immediately got 3 straight hits off our closer Suarez and then scored a run and there were 0 outs and Ohtani was on deck.
Oh, you thought it was over, right?
Raise your hand if you thought we're going to blow this game.
Okay, everybody's raising their
hands. I'm guilty. Guilty as charged. My hand is raised.
It's a scary moment.
Well, you know who's scared? probably my neighbors, because when that triple play happened, I lost my freaking mind.
I bet.
Jesse Agler, you just heard Jesse Agler, who is the play-by-play on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. If I have any complaint about Jesse, and it's not really a complaint, just an observation, he's a very subdued announcer. He's very smooth. He's very calm.
Sure. Then, not then.
he called a great game. I'm such a nerd. Last night, I started watching the game and listening to Don Orsillo and Mudd do their thing. But then I wanted to listen to our peers, you know, our colleagues on 97 through The Fan. I wanted to hear their take on it as well. So I listened to both aspects of the game.
That reminds me of when I was a young girl listening to baseball with my father. He would Country stars are recently asked what country artists they never wanted to follow because they didn't think they could live up to it. They're just too good.
The overwhelming answer was Chris Stapleton, 833-287-1037.
Deanna in Lakeside, what concert were you at where it seemed that the opening act totally outshined the headliner?
It was Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan.
So that was when Jason was just getting started, or was Luke Bryan opening for Jason?
Yeah. No, Jason was opening for Luke Bryan.
And so his show outshone Luke Bryan's show.
What specifically made you feel that way?
I don't remember. I love them both, and I still do to this day, but I thought Jason just, he was, I don't know, he's just better.
You know, when Jason first came out, too, he really had some real rockin' songs. When you think of, like, Johnny Cash and all that stuff, it's like, I could see why that would have happened, especially because Luke at that time was kind of, there was a lot of ballads in there.
Thank you, Deanna. Take care.
It was a great show, though. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Leanna in Lakeside, how about you? What show did you go to where the opening act was like, whoa, so much better than the headliner?
Well, I believe they were co-headliners, but at Country Fest, I was there for Chris Young 100%. But I have to say, I really, really enjoyed Russell Dickerson and couldn't stop talking about him the entire next day.
That was a great example.
But poor Chris Young that
night. Yeah.
I know. And he's one of my favorites. I love him, but I didn't think I was going to enjoy Russell Dickerson as much as I did, but he was amazing.
Chris Young had a horrible back issue. He couldn't stand.
Right.
Could barely talk. I can't believe he even did this show. We thought for sure, Tammy, he was going to cancel.
Yeah, like, but he didn't. But he did put on a good show. But you're right, Russell, even if Chris was at full bore, I mean, Russell climbed the scaffolding, for crying out loud.
In the rain. I mean, what are you doing, man? You're going to kill yourself.
It was amazing.
It was a great show. All right. Hopefully you entered at KSON.com to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach, and we'll call your name at 8:05. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Yesterday at this time, we had some great
Taco News.
Taco News. That makes me laugh every time. Concerning producer Jessica's Girls Weekend, she's taking a taco tour, which is still one of the best things I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Right. And when she was sharing that, she was talking about how it was part of her itinerary that she had together for her Girls Weekend. Mm-hmm. And Jessica just sent us this itinerary. Now, I was expecting, like, on Friday, we'll go here, here, and here. On Saturday, we'll do this. Sunday, you know, whatever, hugs, will go home after mimosas. But this is, like, timed. It's insane.
Well, I need to make sure everybody is aware of the schedule ahead of time and what to pack.
Here we go. Day one, Friday, 2 p.m., arrive at Chunny's. Chunny?
That's my nickname.
Chunny.
Yeah. Well, that's a story for
totally
another time.
That's a totally different story. 2 o'clock, arrive at Chunny's house. 2:30, travel to San Diego International Airport to pick up Jenny. 3 o'clock, check into hotel. 3:30 to 4:30, unpack and explore hotel. Explore hotel?
Yeah.
Hey, look here. Here's the ice machine. No. Look, there's the elevator.
I love this. Dress code is highlighted. Your emo show best. Yeah. Dinner and drinks at the Grass Skirt. 6:30, leave dinner and travel to concert venue. Arrive by 7. 7 p.m. dashboard confessional at Soma San Diego. Yay! After concert, travel back to hotel. Post-show drinks in the lobby bar or in another location in downtown San Diego.
Or in hotel room because we're old and tired. This is all in the itinerary.
That's just day one. Yes.
Uh-huh. I don't understand why you guys think this is unusual.
Now, day two starts out with this. You ready? Get ready for surprise activity number one. Various breakfast items will be in the room. Don't eat too much as activity involves food.
All of day two is a surprise for them. None of them know what's happening. None of them live here, so they won't hear this.
Is day two the taco tour?
Day two is taco tour.
Oh, my gosh.
Day three, enjoy every minute in the hotel until checkout at 11. Enjoy every minute in the hotel. Yay! Wait, jumping on the bed? What are you doing?
Hey, for moms that don't get out with their kids that often, don't you want to enjoy every last second in that hotel room?
That's true.
I mean, I guess I've lived alone for too long now.
Yeah.
I want to get out of a hotel room.
No, we jumped over the dress code for day two for night out. Night out in our 20s, black t-shirt will be provided. Style it out like we're headed to our favorite spot back in the day.
Come on!
Oh my God, this is so much
Jessica,
fun, Jess.
Jessica, you're a really good, fun friend.
I know! Everyone should want to be my friend.
I have a guy week every year we go fishing. If I presented this itinerary to my guy friends, you know what they would do? Hey, John, thanks for the itinerary. That's great. Thanks. Appreciate that. And they throw it in the fire.
It's great. This is great, Jess.
You better be
documenting all of this.
Oh, you betcha.
Yeah.
Did you literally just say to a woman that presented us with this entire itinerary that she has to document it? She documents everything.
Yeah. You're right. That was dumb.
It's going to be a good weekend. I'm really excited.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got five pop culture questions in there. Got answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Alpine, home of Cafe Adesso, which of course is the Musgrove family coffee shop, that being Joe Musgrove of our San Diego Padres, who clinched the playoffs last night.
Okay.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Dude, I mean, did you just hear me? I almost exploded introducing you.
Yeah, hey, how about them Padres, right? Now all we got to do is beat them Dodgers and take down the West.
God, can you even imagine? I mean, it would be so great to do that.
All right, college, honey.
Oh, that's right. We're here for something else. It's the College of Hollywood Knowledge. Dan, we'll talk baseball all day later. Right now, do me a favor and let's kick Tammy out of the studio.
Tammy, I know, you know, you can go hang out with the Dodgers fans in the hallway. Let's do
this,
John.
Oh, my God, don't make me a traitor. I will leave the studio, but my goodness.
We don't allow Dodger fans in the building, actually, Dan, so don't worry about that. Dan, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also, Dan, I want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Yep.
Morgan Wallen just broke the record for the biggest music weekend in the history of Knoxville with two shows that over 150,000 people attended. True or false? Knoxville is the capital of Tennessee.
That is false.
Michael Bublé turned down this singing talent show at least 15 times because, quote, most of the singers are better than me and I have no place ever judging anyone. But he finally made his debut as a coach this week. What is that show?
Is America's Got Talent?
A game show called Fast Friends is being developed by Max. It features contestants doing puzzles and games and answering trivia questions on sets from Friends. On Friends, who was Monica's roommate?
Jennifer Aniston. Rachel.
Christina Aguilera released a new version of her classic song, What a Girl Wants. Who has more number one songs, Christina Aguilera or Britney Spears?
I would hope it's Christina Aguilera.
And finally, Lady Gaga announced she's dropping a new album this week. Gaga is also an actress who starred in the fifth season of American Horror Story. What was that season called?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right, let's get Dan back in. So, Dan, you did stay awake and watch the whole game last night, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That triple play, just like I couldn't put my head on the pillow. I was so excited.
I know. I barely slept. Oh, my God. We haven't done the college yet, Tammy. We're still talking about Padres.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm just joking. Dan did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Morgan Wallen just broke the record for the biggest music weekend in the history of Knoxville with two shows that over 150,000 people attended. True or false? Knoxville is the capital of Tennessee.
I believe that's false.
That is false. Nashville is the capital of Tennessee, 1-1. Michael Bublé turned down this singing talent show at least 15 times because, quote, most of the singers are better than me, and I have no place ever judging anyone. But he finally made his debut as a coach this week. What's the show?
The Voice.
The Voice. I think that equates to they finally offered him enough money.
Yeah, maybe.
Dan said America's Got Talent 2-1 Tam. A game show called Fast Friends is being developed by Max. It features contestants doing puzzles and games and answering trivia questions on sets from Friends. On Friends. Who was Monica's roommate?
Rachel.
Rachel is right. Dan went with Rachel as well. 3-2 Tammy. Christina Aguilera released a new version of her classic song, What a Girl Wants. Who has more number one songs, Christina Aguilera or Britney Spears?
I'm going to go Britney.
Britney Spears has more number one songs than Christina Aguilera, which is what Dan went with. So now it's 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tam. Lady Gaga announced she's dropping a new album this week. Gaga is also an actress who starred in the 5th season of American Horror Story. What was that season called? American Horror Story Hotel. Dan didn't know either. That's a tough one. If you're not a fan of the show, you wouldn't know. So today, Dan, Tammy beats you by a score of 4-2. You're not going to get any of her money, pal, but we have a great prize for you.
Dan, you are now going to see Parker McCollum. He's also bringing Chase Beckham and Dasha on his Burn It Down tour. It's at Calco's Credit Union Open Air Theater on October 25th.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Dan, thank you. Go Padres. Before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Dan from Alpine, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Who is in the background yelling? What did they yell?
Oh, it's my son, Michael. He's a huge fan of you guys.
Aww.
Hey, Michael.
Hi.
Thanks for listening and playing along with your dad.
Yeah, he's super excited about them Padres.
Michael, give me a Go Padres.
Go Padres!
Have a good day, guys.
Nothing and one. Swinging away, ground ball to Machado. He hits third, that's one. Goes to second in time. On to first, a triple play! A triple play! And the ball game is over! The Padres clinch a postseason berth on a 5-4-3 triple play!
Okay. Raise your hand. If when the Dodgers got up in the bottom of the ninth and immediately got three straight hits off our closer Suarez and then scored a run and there were zero outs and Ohtani was on deck.
Oh, you thought it was over, right?
Raise your hand if you thought we're going to blow this game.
Okay, everybody's raising their
hands. I'm guilty. Guilty as charged. My hand is raised.
It's a scary moment.
Well, you know who's scared? Probably my neighbors, because when that triple play happened, I lost my freaking mind.
I bet.
Jesse Agler, you just heard Jesse Agler, who is the play-by-play on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. If I have any complaint about Jesse, and it's not really a complaint, just an observation, he's a very subdued announcer. He's very smooth. He's very calm.
Sure. Not then.
He called a great game. I'm such a nerd. Last night, I started watching the game. And listening to Don Orsillo and Mudd do their thing. But then I wanted to listen to our peers, you know, our colleagues on 97 through The Fan. I wanted to hear their take on it as well. So I listened to both aspects of the game.
That reminds me of when I was a young girl listening to baseball with my father. He would have it on the television, but he would turn it on the radio because he loved the announcer so much. And
that's great.
That's what we did. And then you'd run in and look at it sometimes. Then you'd come just sit on the deck and listen.
Oh, wow.
And it was that back and forth. Poor thing that we love so much.
That's great. It's downright poetic. Good for you. It's okay to be extremely, unbelievably excited about these San Diego Padres.
Yes.
There is not, since the All-Star break, a better team in baseball. That's not my opinion. That's just a cold, hard fact. Not one team has been better than us since the All-Star break. But check out, I spoke of this earlier, but it bears repeating. In Major League Baseball history, there have been over 700 triple plays turned, over 300 no-hitters thrown, over 300 sets of back-to-back-to-back home runs hit, over 100 comeback wins from an 8-plus runs down game. Only one team has done all four of these things in the same season, and that team is the 2024 San Diego Padres.
Woo!
Something special is happening.
Yep.
Something special is happening. But we're not done yet, because there's a very good possibility that we can win outright the NL West. And then, oh my God, I can't even believe I'm saying that.
Right?
And of course, you know that you can listen to every pitch of every game on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. A resounding go, Padres. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
It's Tammy, College of Hollywood knowledge. Got five pop culture questions in there. Got answers more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy, College of Hollywood knowledge.
Let's head out to Alpine, home of Cafe Adesso, which of course is the Musgrove family coffee shop, that being Joe Musgrove of our San Diego Padres, who clinched the playoffs last night.
Okay.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Dude, I mean, did you just hear me? I almost exploded introducing you.
Yeah, hey, how about them Padres, right? Now all we got to do is beat them Dodgers and take down the West.
God, can you even imagine? I mean, it would be so great to do that.
All right, college, honey.
Oh, that's right. We're here for something else. It's the College of Hollywood Knowledge. Dan, we'll talk baseball all day later. Right now, do me a favor and let's kick Tammy out of the studio.
Tammy, I know, you know, you can go hang out with the Dodgers fans in the hallway. Let's do
this,
John.
Oh, my God, don't make me a traitor. I will leave the studio, but my goodness.
We don't allow Dodger fans in the building, actually, Dan, so don't worry about that. Dan, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also, Dan, I want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Yep.
Morgan Wallen just broke the record for the biggest music weekend in the history of Knoxville with two shows that over 150,000 people attended. True or false? Knoxville is the capital of Tennessee.
That is false.
Michael Bublé turned down this singing talent show at least 15 times because, quote, most of the singers are better than me and I have no place ever judging anyone. But he finally made his debut as a coach this week. What is that show?
Is America's Got Talent?
A game show called Fast Friends is being developed by Max. It features contestants doing puzzles and games and answering trivia questions on sets from Friends. On Friends, who was Monica's roommate?
Jennifer Aniston. Rachel.
Christina Aguilera released a new version of her classic song, What a Girl Wants. Who has more number one songs, Christina Aguilera or Britney Spears?
I would hope it's Christina Aguilera.
And finally, Lady Gaga announced she's dropping a new album this week. Gaga is also an actress who starred in the fifth season of American Horror Story. What was that season called?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right, let's get Dan back in. So, Dan, you did stay awake and watch the whole game last night, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That triple play, just like I couldn't put my head on the pillow. I was so excited.
I know. I barely slept. Oh, my God. We haven't done the college yet, Tammy. We're still talking about Padres.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm just joking. Dan did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Morgan Wallen just broke the record for the biggest music weekend in the history of Knoxville with two shows that over 150,000 people attended. True or false? Knoxville is the capital of Tennessee.
I believe that's false.
That is false. Nashville is the capital of Tennessee, 1-1. Michael Bublé turned down this singing talent show at least 15 times because, quote, most of the singers are better than me, and I have no place ever judging anyone. But he finally made his debut as a coach this week. What's the show?
The Voice.
The Voice. I think that equates to they finally offered him enough money.
Yeah, maybe.
Dan said America's Got Talent 2-1 Tam. A game show called Fast Friends is being developed by Max. It features contestants doing puzzles and games and answering trivia questions on sets from Friends. On Friends, who was Monica's roommate?
Rachel.
Rachel is right. Dan went with Rachel as well. 3-2 Tammy. Christina Aguilera released a new version of her classic song, What a Girl Wants. Who has more number one songs, Christina Aguilera or Britney Spears?
I'm going to go Britney.
Britney Spears has more number one songs than Christina Aguilera, which is what Dan went with. So now it's 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tam, Lady Gaga announced she's dropping a new album this week. Gaga is also an actress who starred in the fifth season of American Horror Story. What was that season called? American Horror Story Hotel. Dan didn't know either. That's a tough one. If you're not a fan of the show, you wouldn't know. So today, Dan, Tammy beats you by a score of 4-2. You're not going to get any of her money, pal, but we have a great prize for you.
Dan, you are now going to see Parker McCollum. He's also bringing Chase Beckham and Dasha on his Burn It Down tour. It's at Calco's Credit Union Open Air Theater on October 25th.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Dan, thank you. Awesome. Go Padres. Before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Dan from Alpine, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Who is in the background yelling? What did they yell?
Oh, it's my son, Michael. He's a huge fan of you guys.
Aww.
Hey, Michael.
Hi.
Thanks for listening and playing along with your dad.
Yeah, he's super excited about them Padres.
Michael, give me a go Padres.
Go Padres!
Have a good day, guys.
Nothing and one. Swinging away, ground ball to Machado. He hits third, that's one. Goes to second in time. On to first, a triple play! A triple play! And the ball game is over! The Padres clinch a postseason berth on a 5-4-3 triple play!
Okay. Raise your hand. If when the Dodgers got up in the bottom of the ninth and immediately got three straight hits off our closer Suarez and then scored a run and there were zero outs and Ohtani was on deck.
Oh, you thought it was over, right?
Raise your hand if you thought we're going to blow this game.
Okay, everybody's raising their hands.
I'm guilty. Guilty as charged. My hand is raised.
It's a scary moment.
Well, you know who's scared? Probably my neighbors, because when that triple play happened, I lost my freaking mind.
I bet.
Jesse Agler. You just heard Jesse Agler, who is the play-by-play on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. If I have any complaint about Jesse, and it's not really a complaint, just an observation, he's a very subdued announcer. He's very smooth. He's very calm.
Sure. Not then.
He called a great game. I'm such a nerd. Last night, I started watching the game. And listening to Don Orsillo and Mudd do their thing. But then I wanted to listen to our peers, you know, our colleagues on 97 through The Fan. I wanted to hear their take on it as well. So I listened to both aspects of the game.
That reminds me of when I was a young girl listening to baseball with my father. He would have it on the television, but he would turn it on the radio because he loved the announcer so much. And
that's great.
That's what we did. And then you'd run in and look at it sometimes. Then you'd come just sit on the deck and listen.
Oh, wow.
And it was that back and forth. Fourth thing that we love so much.
That's great. It's downright poetic. Good for you. It's okay to be extremely, unbelievably excited about these San Diego Padres.
Yes.
There is not, since the All-Star break, a better team in baseball. That's not my opinion. That's just a cold, hard fact. Not one team has been better than us since the All-Star break. But check out, I spoke of this earlier, but it bears repeating. In Major League Baseball history, there have been over 700 triple plays turned, over 300 no-hitters thrown, over 300 sets of back-to-back-to-back home runs hit, over 100 comeback wins from an 8-plus runs down game. Only one team has done all four of these things in the same season, and that team is the 2024 San Diego Padres.
Woo!
Something special is happening.
Yep.
Something special is happening. But we're not done yet, because there's a very good possibility that we can win outright the NL West. And then, oh my God, I can't even believe I'm saying that.
Right?
And of course, you know that you can listen to every pitch of every game on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. A resounding go, Padres. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.